Australia plans social media ban for under 16s, date modified colon 2024-11-07T00:5931.257Z, description colon the government says it wants to mitigate the harm social media is inflicting on children, comma dot. Australia plans social media ban for under 16s, Getty Images, Anthony Albanese says his government consulted with parents, social media platforms and experts about the age limit. Australia's government says it will introduce world-leading legislation to ban children under 16 from social media. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the proposed laws, to be tabled in Parliament next week, were aimed at mitigating the harm social media was inflicting on Australian children. This one is for the mums and dads. They, like me, are worried sick about the safety of our kids online. I want Australian families to know that the government has your back, he said. While many of the details are yet to be debated, the government said the ban would apply to young people already on social media. There will be no exemptions on the age limit for children who have consent from their parents. The government says that the onus would be on social media platforms to show they are taking reasonable steps to prevent access. Albanese said there would be no penalties for users, and that it would be up to Australia's online regulator, the eSafety Commissioner, to enforce the laws. The legislation would come into force 12 months after it passes and be subject to a review after it's in place. While a lot of experts agree that social media platforms can harm the mental health of adolescents, many are skeptical over the efficacy of trying to outlaw them altogether. The debate, should smartphones be banned for under 16s? U.S. states want to ban phones in schools. It might be a challenge, how mobile phones have changed our brains. Some researchers argue that bans only delay young people's exposure to apps such as TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, instead of teaching them how to navigate complex online spaces. Previous attempts at restricting access, including by the European Union, have largely failed or faced backlash from tech firms. And questions remain over how implementation would work given there are tools which can circumvent age verification requirements. One of Australia's largest advocacy groups for child rights has criticised the proposed ban as too blunt an instrument. In an open letter sent to the government in October, signed by over 100 academics and 20 civil society organisations, the Australian Child Rights Task Force called on Albanese to instead look at imposing safety standards on social media platforms. The group also pointed to UN advice that national policies designed to regulate online spaces should be aimed at providing children with the opportunity to benefit from engaging with the digital environment and ensuring their safe access to it. But other, grassroots campaigners, have lobbied Australia's government for the laws, saying bans are needed to protect children from harmful content, misinformation, bullying and other social pressures. A petition by the 36 Months Initiative, which has over 125,000 signatures, argues children are not yet ready to navigate online social networks safely until at least 16, and that currently excessive social media use is rewiring young brains within a critical window of psychological development, causing an epidemic of mental illness. When asked whether there should be broader efforts to educate children about how to navigate the benefits and risks of being online, Albanese said that such an approach would be insufficient because it assumes an equal power relationship. I don't know about you, but I get things popping up on my system that I don't want to see. Let alone a vulnerable 14-year-old, he told reporters on Thursday. These tech companies are incredibly powerful. These apps have algorithms that drive people towards certain behavior. The debate, should smartphones be banned for under 16s, Social Media Australia.